Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Good drive, second down and 4. Purdy throws back across the field and has a touchdown. George Kittle. What a play by Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
And career touchdown number 52 for the 6-time Pro Bowl tight end.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Speaking of 6-time Pro Bowl, how about 6-guy Pro Bowl? 49ers, one of a handful of teams that got 6 into the Pro Bowl.
Yep.
I didn't even look to see the entire list, though. The story that I read only dropped in a couple of names. Juice is in for the 10th time.
Yep.
Trent Williams is in for the 12th time.
Correct.
I got to get the rest of the list, the other 4 49ers who all made the Pro Bowl today.
I think it's McCaffrey is one.
That's not surprising.
And was it Special Teamer, I think, is in there as well?
I have it. So it's Kyle Juszczyk,
yep.
George Kittle,
yep.
Trent Williams,
yep.
Christian McCaffrey,
sure.
Luke Gifford.
There it is.
And John Weeks.
Oh,
Is that the long snapper?
The long snapper. Snapper, John Weeks.
The snappiest
Weeks,
long snapper in football.
Who's older than Steph, by the way.
Yeah.
Isn't he 39?
Sounds about right.
Not as old as Phillip Rivers.
No.
But he's old.
Super old. And
yeah.
I was doing a little bit of a dive about a month ago on...
He'll be 40 in February.
There it is.
I was doing the Lo Neal appreciation portion of the year, trying to get him in the Hall of Fame, and I was looking at the list of players who have played more games than Lorenzo Neal, and about half of them are either kickers, punters, or long snappers.
There you go. Yeah, they can do it forever.
They can. And they have.
Yeah. It's not a lot of time on the field.
Especially when you're Thomas Morstead and you don't actually go on the field.
Exactly.
Before the game, you kick it around. Halftime, you boom a few more, and then you stand there. And you occupy yourself with a crossword puzzle or...
It's kind of like training camp, to be honest with you. That's why everybody hates the kickers on the teams. Because they're out there, blood, sweat, tears, banging helmets against each other. And the kickers are over in the corner like playing hacky sack or working on their golf swing. It's like, what are you guys doing? Well, it's not my turn to go out there and kick. So anyway, Thomas Morstead hasn't punted in the month of December.
1.255 is his deal. And if you divide that by 17, that's about $80,000 a game.
Jeez.
So he made $80,000 yesterday.
To do nothing.
Hold a football, hold one of them special K balls, and dream about the Niners not converting on third down.
Let's see. The whole, like, he hasn't punted in December thing is a little misleading. They had a bye.
And he punts in practice.
Yeah, like it's two games. They've not punted in two games.
Right. Well, the Colts punter didn't punt for like the first month. You remember
that's
the Colts?
True.
Like the Colts
You're
scored
exactly
every
right.
time.
They're exactly right.
So it's a little bit of an anomaly, and it's more just a curiosity.
What, Lucas? Why'd that make you mad?
It's storytelling. It sounds so much cooler if you said Thomas Morstead hasn't had to do a thing in over a month.
The entire month of December, Thomas Morstead has become Santa Claus. A mythical figure. Yeah. Is that better? I don't know. It's two games.
November.
It's kind of
feels like so long ago.
Exactly. You're totally yucking the yum. It's a neat little part of the story.
Thanks, Willard.
I'm trying in here, Lucas.
Mason Salah is like four games. It's two games.
Right. And he may not punt at all this month. He may never punt again this year.
He may not, but I bet he will.
We'll see. I mean, if Brock keeps throwing picks, he won't.
That's a good point.
Brady's grade's coming up, and that will also be reflected in the final tally.
No, Brock would
for your boy.
He choked. He had it. He had a perfect game. He screwed it up.
Kind of like Lucas last week, Grandy. In higher or lower, Lucas was 6-for-6.
Wow.
He had a perfecto going, and then he had to hold on for dear life a little bit.
I think he was 6-for-6, and I was like 0-for-6.
You were 2-for-6.
Yeah. Wow, you got blown out.
I took a week off. Yeah,
me too.
I was like Thomas Morstead. I'm like, oh, I don't want to play.
You even got one right in December.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway,
I leaned into the bit, Randy. The theme last week was 6-7, so I had to go 6-for-7. Do you get it?
Oh, Jesus!
Just you guys start talking again.
I mean,
all right,
that's what happened.
Yeah,
and that's a fact, brother.
I'm not playing the drop for you.
That's a stat. I'll do it.
It's not a fact. It's a stat.
Facts, homie.
Okay. Well, then let's get back to opinions. I got this for you.
Okay.
How many offenses in the NFL right now would you rate or take over the Niners as we get ready for the playoffs?
Man.
How many offenses you think are scarier than the Niners?
I think that Buffalo would be one that would certainly come to mind because, okay. I mean, their quarterback is just bananas, the way he plays and the way they're able to just run it with him.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he's an interesting one. I agree with you, by the way. The Bills are on my list. But, boy, Houston shoved it to him. And Cleveland kind of did last week, too. He didn't do much.
No.
He did not do much. So, anyway. But
I mean, if you want to talk about teams that are actually going to play in January. Because Dallas is.
No Dallas, no Cincy, none of that junk.
Right. So.
Playoff teams.
The Rams. You'd have to put them up there.
Yep, I agree.
And Buffalo for sure. And beyond that, I don't know. You start to reach the next group. I think you think about Seattle. They're averaging 6 yards a play.
Yeah, that's a no for me.
New England is a team that, you know, offensively their quarterback's been terrific all year.
Yeah, he's very, very good. But
and then that's, you know, we're kind of running out of the list. It should be Baltimore, but it's not because their quarterback has not been right. Chicago can light it up, but I think the Niners offense is still more potent than them.
Right. Like, so there's always context because people will look at year long stats and I'm more interested in kind of who are the 49ers now? Cause that's what's going to matter come playoff time. Who are the 49ers right now? Like the Niners have scored 392 points this year. That is actually, let's see, that is 51 points fewer than the Seahawks. And it is 65 points fewer than the Rams.
That's ninth in football.
Right. But, like, I don't think that's who they are right now. I don't think that's who they are since Brock Purdy came back.
Well, they were averaging 31 a game before last night, and then you slop a 48 on top of that. So 31 times 4 is 124, plus 48 is 172 over the last five. That is... damn near 35 a game, I think.
Yeah, 170. I'm sure you're right. You always are. Let's see. You said 172 divided by 5? Yeah, 34.4.
Yeah, so and that's kind of who they are right now,
and
yeah.
Wedge in there, a three-interception game where they only scored 20. So how are we doing in the other four games?
Better, yeah. But
yes.
And it's also, better. This is one that always makes me scratch my head because last night the offense didn't score 48 points. D Winners had a pick six.
Correct.
And the special teams gave you a short field. Earlier in the run, Sky Moore got you to the one. And now that counts as an offensive touchdown because CMC ran it in. So all of this it's context to it, but the eye-popping number of what they've done, and last night you put up 48, and you know, quietly you could have had more.
And you didn't use your punter.
Right, and you doinked the field goal.
As we've detailed.
You could have had three more right there.
Well, the field goal try, by the way, that was, you got the ball, I think, with 11 seconds.
Yep.
Right? And you did. You ran one play, and you were able to kick a field goal that almost went in.
Yeah.
So, my list is the Rams and the Bills, and then it stops. That's
yeah.
it.
Okay.
Like, if you want to do offensive playoff power rankings, I'm putting the Niners in the three spot.
Yeah.
And that makes them incredibly dangerous come playoff time.
You would put them ahead of Detroit, even? Because Detroit's not out yet.
They're not out, but they're very likely out, number one. But number two, I guess you'd have to ask me, what stadium are we playing in?
Yeah, true.
Yes, I would put them over Detroit. And you know, Jahmyr Gibbs is incredible. The receiving core is great. I think Brock Purdy is better than Jared Goff. Fight me on it if you want. And I know that Kyle Shanahan calls a better game than Dan Campbell, who thinks there's five downs. I know that for a fact, Jack.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, they're in the playoffs, and Detroit needs to win twice and have Green Bay lose twice, I think, to get in.
Correct.
And that, man, that tie with the Packers and the Cowboys, that could be a determining factor in all this.
I know.
But
yeah, that's my list. I would put the Rams right now number one, the Bills number two, and the 49ers would be number three.
Okay. And it all comes down to the context and who you match up with in the playoffs. And, you know, if you wind up playing in LA against the Rams, well, yeah, I like the offense. You've done well there, and it's a fast track. If you wind up at Lambeau Field in the frozen tundra, all of a sudden, that might be a different story.
Different, but then again, you know, that's one of the reasons I love the Cleveland game a few weeks ago. 14th straight week with a game, I think it was. Maybe 13th, whatever it was. A little light snow flurry kind of out there. And they, you know, low-scoring game in the first half, but man, they functioned. And Brock played a really good game. Refused to turn the ball over. I want that same energy against Chicago this weekend. Refuse to turn the ball over. Do not be afraid to throw it away.
And looks like I think we're going to catch a little break in the weather. I think it's tonight and tomorrow and then the Christmas Day, stormy. And then when you get to the weekend, my sources tell me that we get a little bit of a break from, it's going to be a two-piece that we get tonight, a quick one, and then the rest of the week I think is another big one. And then Saturday, Sunday, I think you're going to be dry.
Yeah, I mean, you're right that that's the forecast. I never want to trust it when this many days in advance. But yes, the current Sunday forecast in Santa Clara reads like this. Sunny skies, high of 58, winds light and variable.
Perfect, yep. That's what we want to hear.
Cook, baby, cook. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. And by the way, if you're just joining us, George Kittle, mid to low ankle sprain. No word on any availability, but he has officially avoided the high ankle sprain. We're sponsored by Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek Boulevard. Frontier Ford's year-end sales event is on with 0% APR for 60 months, zero down, no payments for 90 days on all of Ford's top models. Deals end January 5th. Visit Frontier Ford on Stevens Creek or shop anytime at frontierford.com. Hey, how about this? Brent Jones is about to join us. Brent Jones joins us next on Willard and Dibbs.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
I'm not a doctor, so.
It's questionable. Questionable concern.
All right.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, just inching closer to Christmas with every single passing hour. And still celebrating the double dip wins last night. Niners and Warriors both with runaway wins in the end. Right here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. But time to take time out on all that discussion to welcome in a third member here. And it's not just any third member. River Island's guest line joining us right now, 49ers Hall of Famer Brent Jones. Hey, Brent, congratulations, man. How did that all go down? Like, what happens when you make the Hall of Fame?
Mark, thanks. It's great to be on, brother. Well, I was kicking around my house this summer. My phone rang, and I looked, and it said it was Jed York. And I've talked to Jed a few times over the years, but I just figured they were going to have a 49er event or a charity thing. And I picked up the phone, and he said, yeah, I'd like to speak with the next member of the 49ers Hall of Fame. And man, it put me on my heels big time. And so I stumbled around for a few seconds and then told him how much it meant. It was awesome. He was great. We sat and talked for 10 minutes and said they were going to make a big deal out of it. And man, they did. It was really cool.
Yeah, I actually golfed with one of your former teammates, Todd Del Porto, and he was telling me all about it. And he was just so thrilled to be able to see it and watch you go in. And so, yeah, do you get like a red and gold jacket, unlike the gold jacket in Canton?
Dude, that is good. That is great. Way to drop TDP. Yeah, he had said that he was golfing with you. Got a red jacket, and it's pretty wild. The 49ers contracted years ago Armani, and so it's my only piece of Armani clothing, which is cool. And Armani, I guess, does no red fabric other than one thing, the 49ers Hall of Fame jacket.
Wow.
Came out amazing. They've had other teams contact them about doing their jackets, and they decided, you know what, we're just in business with the 49ers. So it's the only one they do. It's pretty cool. Went into San Francisco. My guy Alex Mack was just a stud. He made everything special. And so all of a sudden, I'm an Armani guy. Who would have thought?
I mean, I've never kind of taken you for that kind of a guy, Brent. How does it feel?
You're right, Mark. I probably didn't even know how to spell it until 6 months ago.
Like, which country club are you joining now?
Exactly. No, it was great. It was cool. The 49ers went way overboard. Everything was special. It was great. Bunch of my old teammates came in, and that made it the best. It was just really something.
We're hanging out with Brent Jones right here on Willard and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Brent, can you relate at all to what we're watching right now? I feel like a lot of the great teams that you were on kind of swaggered in as the big dog in the NFC a lot of the time, or at least one of them. And I'm not saying that this group isn't that, but it hasn't really looked or felt that way, at least because of the injuries all year long. But here we are, and the numbers say otherwise. Can you relate to this at all?
You know, Mark, I love hearing you say that. You know what? The numbers say otherwise, and I think that's one of the things that we relate to. And there were some years where we finished on top, and we certainly had the strut, and there were some years that we didn't have the home field advantage, and we still had a lot of confidence behind our team and behind the locker room. And so these guys have been remarkable, though, Mark and Dibs. I don't know that I've ever seen, from a fan's perspective, a team that is more rewarding to watch, because we're all aware of the handful of shortcomings that we have. But in spite of that, they are playing like they don't give a crap. We're just going to go out and find a way to win. And whether it's guys that are second string and have to step up and be starters, rookies that were third string that all of a sudden are playing a bunch of snaps, guys that we haven't heard of. I mean, the defense, it feels like there's a different guy playing a different spot every week. There was weeks without Kittle, and Jake Ton just stepped up big time. Obviously, Mac Jones was huge when Purdy was out. I mean, it just continues on. And as a fan, the expectations when we lost all these guys, especially on the defensive side of the ball, was, man, there goes the season. And now we're two games away from the number one seed. And it's been a blast to watch, because let's face it, it's not perfect, but W's are all that matters, and we've got plenty of those.
Yeah, and last night, the eye test was just so enjoyable to watch. 48 points up on the board. And, you know, Kittle, the only piece of bad news with the ankle, we'll see how that goes. But just, you know, your thoughts on George Kittle and also Jake Tongis and how good he's been just filling in when George has been out.
Well, I mean, you know, this team revolves around Kittle, and the offense is so important. When he's going, everybody else is coming free, and it's huge. It even opens up Christian in the running back position, you know, some of the holes. And so it's just so significant. So we need him healthy, and we've got to get him ready to go. He's certainly the emotional leader. There's just a different feel when he's on the sideline and not able to be out there. And so, man, he better be healthy. And if there's any question, I'd say let's go ahead and rest him this weekend. I want the one seed, but I want him ready for the playoffs no matter what. Ton just came out of nowhere, has been a stud, not only blocking but catching the ball, making big plays, big third downs all the whole 5 weeks that George was out, big touchdown catches. He made that catch last night, and I thought, there's no way he's in. And after that replay, I think he got that foot in. Yeah. And remarkably, it was a hell of a catch, and I wish the kid would have gotten credit for it, because that would have been a hell of a challenge. And I think it was a touchdown. But he's kind of one of the poster boys for this season. So nobody really knew his name, nobody knew of him, and he's had to take on a significant role, and that's really kind of the story of the 2025 San Francisco 49ers.
Brent, I love the sentence about George Kittle. He better be ready. I'm always wanting to ask guys who played this question, and it's actually maybe centered around Ricky Pearsall right now a little bit more than any other player. Kyle Shanahan said something, and I think he was talking about Garendo in the offseason. He said something to the effect of he needs to learn how to stay healthy in this league. To what level is player health a player's responsibility?
Well, Mark, it's a great question. I don't know if anybody's asked me that, but it is a player's responsibility. It's not just happenstance. It's coming in early in the morning, getting your treatment, staying on top of it, listening to the doctors, listening to the trainers, going home after your full day, extra ice at home, extra stretching, just doing things that you need to do. And it's got to be a 24/7 focus on staying healthy and maintaining your body, especially during the season, and just kind of your focus. And this time of year, after you played so many games, it's super, super important heading into the playoffs, because guys are just a little bit more beat up. There's more wear and tear, and you leave yourself susceptible to muscle pulls and things along those lines. And so totally, you got to be a responsible veteran, almost an obsessed person with your body and your health during the course of a season.
Is part of that too, knowing in the offseason when to dial it back? Because the word on Ricky is that he doesn't know when to dial it back, and that may be why he, you know, comes into camp sometimes with these soft tissue things.
Yeah, you know, of all the things that you can have, if that's one of your bad characteristics, that's pretty good. But you've got to learn to kind of step off the gas, Dibs, and you know that. Like, you got to just say, hey, okay, you know, I got to be ready. I got to be this, got to be that. But at some point in time, if you're in amazing shape and you're all this, but you're banged up because you pulled a muscle and you can't play, it doesn't matter. And so there's great athletes and great competitors that understand kind of, you know, when to turn it on, when to coast, when to, you know, make sure your body's healthy and when you can take some downtime. So, but I will say, I love Ricky's overall work ethic. I think the guy's going to be a stud. He's had a little bit of a fluky thing, I think, with the knee this year, but man, we need him as well. Cause he, we get everybody out there. There are weapons everywhere.
Brent, what does a year like this say to you about Kyle Shanahan?
I've been a huge Kyle guy for a long time, and there's ebb and flow to a coaching career. In some years, you've got the boys, and everybody's ready to go, and everybody's healthy, and you're dialing it up, and everything's coming together. One or two injuries can put you back. Never the amount that he's had to deal with this year. I think it's been so significant. His in-game strategy, his play calling has been excellent. He's been right on top of it. He's very well aware. It's one of those things where people know the few shortcomings that we have and how we have to account for them. And that goes into managing a game. It goes into calling plays. It goes into, you know, when you use Christian McCaffrey, you know, 80% of the time, or you give him a few extra breathers on the sideline during the course of a big series. And so just to manage all that and manipulate it, I think for sure he's the coach of the year. Now, will he get that award? No, because there's some teams that have underperformed massively over the years that got new coaches that have kind of brought them back up to, you know, at high level. And so I get it, and he probably gets it, but it would be nice for him to have that national recognition, because I think he's just outcoached everybody this year.
His odds went from 6-1 down to about 3-1 over the last, I guess, 24 or 48 hours. So there's been some movement there. Mark said something earlier, Brent, and it's the old cliche of defense wins championships. And I wonder, looking at this Niner defense, first of all, is that just a cliche or is it true? And can this Niner D be capable enough to get it done for them?
Well, you know, Chips, I think every week we all hold our breath. And I think that's going to be the way it's going to be. Like, there's no knight in shining armor all of a sudden rushing in to save our defense. One of the greatest things, though, is the fact that we've got a bunch of young guys that have learned, that have multiple games under their belts, that have experienced what it's like to be in big games, what it's like to play in tough situations from ahead, from behind, against good running, against good throwing teams. And I think you'll see signs that we're making progress. So last night, our run defense was pretty dang good against Jonathan Taylor, which says a lot. And I think when Tatum Bethune is healthy, I feel like our run defense is a little bit better and just more on top of things. One issue, obviously, last night was we didn't get enough pressure on Phillip Rivers, and that puts pressure on our secondary. And so it felt like there were a lot of guys running open last night from the Colts initially. But, you know, this is a war of attrition. And in the end, yards against the defense don't matter. It's really about points. And we've been able to come out on top multiple times on that. And so I kind of feel like we're a little bend but don't break. Sometimes we break, but we have great coaching coming behind that with Robert Saleh kind of putting guys in the right places and dialing up certain plays. And it doesn't always look pretty, But I think, and I figured you guys would attest to this, out of all the years in the NFL that I can recall, this year more than anybody, it's a free-for-all. Anybody can win it. And our team has gained an awful lot of confidence. We've had an awful lot of young guys play. Our offense, when healthy, is as good as anybody in the NFL. Our defense is fighting. But one thing no one ever really talks about is our special teams has improved massively. So if you have two of the three that are really, really operating at high level, that third one, pulling up the defense and playing there, I think we can do it. And I think right now we got as good a shot as anybody.
The great Brent Jones is with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Hey, man, what do you do on Christmas? What did you ask for this year?
That's a great question. I was so smart. The day before I came out for the big Hall of Fame weekend, I tore my bicep. And so I had bicep surgery. So I'm asking for a new arm because I'm walking around in a sling. I'm an old man.
Oh.
I'm like, what the heck? How did this happen? So I rallied. I used adrenaline during the Hall of Fame weekend, but now I'm sitting with a kind of a half cast and a swing.
Oh, man. Look under the tree. Does it look like anything that wrapped under there looks like a new arm?
You know, I'm going to look. There could be a few things that are wrapped up
okay.
that a new arm could fit in.
Yeah, I wonder if you can even unwrap presents with that bum arm. You may have to use your teeth, Brent. Tough.
You're right. It's good and bad, Dibs. First of all, I can't wrap presents, and I can't do dishes for the next couple of weeks. So this onslaught of great games and Christmas and New Year's, man, I'm going to be crushing it. So I probably won't even notice that I'm down and frustrated until probably January 3rd or 4th.
No dishes, no wrapping presents. You have me considering breaking my arm, Brent.
There you go, Mark. Sounds good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad. Hey, man, what an absolute treat to have you on the show and catch up and talk to you. You're always the best, and congratulations again on the Hall of Fame, and happy holidays to you and yours.
Oh, thanks, guys. You guys have a great one. It was great being on, and let's get this team rocking and rolling down the stretch, huh?
Let's go.
No doubt.
Let's go, man. Okay, we'll talk to you soon, Brent. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Brent Jones right here on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. That guy is he's always one of the best to talk to.
Yeah.
What a dude.
Super good guy. And, man, bicep surgery. It's hard enough to make it through a football game, I would imagine, let alone a season, let alone a career. And now he's got to be, like, close to our age,
62.
I think. Oh, my God, he's older than me.
Close to our age? Yeah,
I thought he was, like, more my age, but he's even older than that. And now you're 62. And
like Steiny's age.
Like, now you need bicep surgery.
Like crazy old, yeah.
You've been out of the league for decades, and now you're still doing stuff that gets you hurt.
Yeah, well,
This guy is such a deal.
Hey, Steiny, happy holidays. So, like, yeah, I think that this is just the way, first of all, I think it's the way football players are wired. And then secondly, this is what fans never get to see or hear, but this is often what retirement for football players is like. It's still painful. It's still hard to get out of bed. It's still all of those things. Like, you don't get to do this for your life and not have a penalty when you get into your 60s and 70s.
No doubt. Like, I mean, just think about the guys we know and see all the time, whether it's Lo Neal, and he'll show you the finger, the one finger that points east, and the other ones are all pointing north, and Brian Balding are the same thing. You look at his hands, it's like, yeah, okay, I mean, I get it, right. Let alone the other aches and pains, and who knows how many concussions, and, you know, all the rest of it. And so, yeah, you don't get to get out scot-free, even if you're Thomas Morstead, the punter, or John Weeks, the long snapper. You probably got some soreness there.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. So, listen, obviously, Brent Jones bleeds 49er red and gold, so it may fall a certain way with the whole, like, there's no doubt that Kyle Shanahan is the coach of the year. I think a lot of people, you know what's interesting? You know what I keep hearing, and this is from national voices too? They're like, he should win it. He's not going to, but he should win it. Like Troy Aikman said this. He said it last night, and he said it before the game, not after the game. And obviously that game played very well into the look of Kyle Shanahan as the coach. And I keep thinking to myself, look, if this many of you think he should be coach of the year, then why not? Why won't he win it?
Well, he won't win it if they don't win the last two games.
Okay,
and as we look at what's gone on with the odds, and I mentioned it to Brent, he is jumping over people now. And one of the guys who is still ahead of him in the odds is Mike McDonald, and you're going to play him.
Sure.
Shane Steichen was the first half coach of the year.
Go on.
And then they lost their quarterback. And, well, you just kind of thumped them on You've got Chicago coming up, and their coach is in the mix. So the only one that you can't climb over would be Vrabel. So you win the next two, and maybe New England has a little bit of a hiccup.
Well,
you get the one seed. He's got a real chance, which is why I all but begged you people last week, put down a couple of shekels at plus 600 before it's too late, because what happened last night definitely changed the way that the odds look, and now you're only getting 3-1 instead of 6-1.
I mean, the Patriots have two sort of like what appear on paper to be piece of cake games on the way out the door. They play the Jets and the Dolphins.
Okay.
So, you know,
Jets trying to lose, you would figure, because they're still in that. They're still in a spot where they'd like to maybe secure a top pick, and the Dolphins. Dolphins have been playing better in the second half, but
yeah. But I mean, yeah, like they've lost two in a row. Patriots are 12-3. If they want to be 14-3, it feels like they should be. So yeah, maybe nobody's catching Vrabel, or maybe if the Niners and Seahawks both win this week, maybe that game at the end of the year for the coaches feels the same as the Lamar Jackson Brock Purdy game on Christmas, which felt like
the MVP
bowl. Maybe that's the Coach of the Year Bowl.
It might be.
Winner gets the Coach of the Year.
And I don't know exactly when they vote on it, but I would imagine it's right after the regular season.
Yeah.
But not after the postseason, is my point.
No.
So
no, regular season.
Yeah, you knock that out, and I guess it's an Associated Press award, I think. And so you get one writer for every team, and they're the ones who get to cast these votes.
Yeah. I can't remember a year where this many sort of deserving candidates in the conversation. And I get it. Kyle Shanahan doesn't fit the mold of all of those other people that you talked about. It's almost like if you've been successful in the league, you're not eligible. Because do you know what I noticed? Like, no one thought the Patriots would win the division. So we're all in on Vrabel. Guess what? Nobody thought the Broncos were going to win the division. Why? Like, hello?
Yeah.
You unseat the Chiefs? You knock them completely out of this entire dance. Plus, there's another 11-win team in your division, and you're going to hold them off. But Sean Payton's not eligible because it's like we already know you're good.
Right.
And I think Kyle is suffering from that. Listen to all those other names that you talked about. Mike McDonald, Liam Cohn, Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel. Well,
Vrabel's already won the award. Back in 2021.
But what else has he won? Again, you just need to, like, the award is all about sneaking up on people. That's what you have to do to win the award, apparently.
Well, it's weird because I'm looking at the list right now. Brian Daboll won it in 2022. They went 9-7-1. And he's coach of the year? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, 9-7-1, fine. Stefanski won it for the second time 2 years ago. Kevin O'Connell won it last year, 14-3. To your point about sneaking up on people, wow, Sam Darnold, he did that, and you went 14-3. You must have had a great coaching year.
Yeah.
Or your team was amazing.
Or the team was good, yeah. All right, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. So guess what? Let's have a good time. We're heading full steam ahead here to our final hour of the week together. And the Christmas Eve and Christmas holiday that are coming up over the next couple of days. I think we want to do Grandy's Grades. We'll keep talking about this Niner victory. We've been saying all day that we do this. I think prior to Grandy's Grades, let's circle back a little bit to the Warriors situation and just get some thoughts out. Draymond and more. Because, oh, by the way, there's another player on the Warriors who I'd really like to talk about after what happened last night. And it's not Draymond. So a little bit of a potpourri. Let's go through all of it as we hang out with you throughout the 5 o'clock hour, get you home, get you through your errands. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'd like to hear from as many of you as possible on Willard and Dibs.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to
Will and Dibby
on 95.7 The Game.
Can't take it from me. That's how 2025 ended. You can't take it from me.
I don't care
if you think it's a good question or not. He does, and you can't take it from me. I'm taking it to bed with me tonight.
I don't have to take it from you. It just is. It's sad when you see something like that go down, you know, where the first question,
about it?
If you would just lay out.
No.
Willard Dibs, would you just lay out for me?
Mm.
Time for the legal. I'm locked up on Guru Drops now.
It's not.
The first question, Dibs, can you lay out for a second?
Thank you. The first question you asked was actually a really good question.
Shut up.
At what point is it the player's responsibility to be healthy? That, I think, is a great question.
Not only that.
What did you ask for Christmas?
A question he's never been asked before, which is an extra special great question. Thank you, Brent.
I think that Steve Kerr would weigh in on your second question as if Steiny had asked it himself.
No, he wouldn't.
That was a stupid question, Steiny. Stupid.
It's not stupid. We found out that he has an arm waiting for him under the tree.
Right.
That's awesome.
He asked for a new arm because he tore his biceps.
Yeah.
Brutal, which I if I had a biceps, then maybe I would know what that's like to tear it.
Does Christmas get, does it get sad when you're like an empty nester?
I don't know, Mark. Like, I have a toddler.
Yeah, I know you have a toddler, but you also have two boys out the house.
Right.
So like, what about before Mila? And
my nest was never empty.
It wasn't?
I went from one domicile immediately to the other one and got right to it.
Okay.
So there might have been a 1 year. I guess it would have been the COVID Christmas.
Oh, well, that was sad for just all kinds of reasons.
By then, I had moved in with supper and COVID Christmas. I don't even think we had a tree.
Good Lord.
She's Jewish and I was kind of, you know, on the move, so to speak. And then by the next year, we had...
You had a baby.
Not quite yet. She was born in 22, so.
And you became Jewish.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I only asked just because I was like, I'm imagining Brent is 62. He's got two daughters. They're college athletes. They're up. They're out. Maybe they're coming home. Maybe they're there. But it's just, I'm at that spot. Like, I still have an 11-year-old, but the other two, you know, 18, 16, like, this is going to change pretty quick.
Yep.
Like, I still get to do, like, Christmas morning, lose your mind, people run upstairs, PJs, wow, yay. I still get to do that, but not for long.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss that. It's like my favorite thing.
It's different, you know, and I, getting down the stretch there with my sons who, you know, were about, I guess they were 20 and 18 or 19 and 17 when I flew the coop. So we were winding it down anyway, but I'll say this about having a 3-year-old at Christmas. She's pumped. She doesn't even know yet how pumped she is.
No.
Because we haven't she's opened a couple things.
Yeah, this is the start of it.
Right.
This is the start of it. The first 2 years, I don't even know what the hell's going on.
Well, and last year it was like, I mean, we decorated the tree because we have a tree and a menorah because we're one of those combo households. And I had to decorate only at a height where she couldn't reach the ornaments because she's just pulling them down and pulling them apart.
Right.
This year she's actually showed some restraint. So
that's awesome.
Some restraint.
Some, yeah. Lovely Christie's tree has ornaments that only go to the top half because they got a new cat this year.
Oh, okay.
And by the way, cat's name is Debo. No relation.
Debo.
Yeah, no relation. But anyway, they're like, yeah, we're not putting ornaments at the bottom of the tree.
And if Debo's a kitten, then Debo is interested in messing with the tree.
Oh, yeah.
When Debo gets to be like 7 or 8, it's like, just somebody come scratch my tummy. I'm going to sleep.
I went over there to watch the game last night immediately because it's a little sloppy and wet outside. So I took my shoes off right as I walk in the house, and Debo went and got in the shoe.
In the shoe?
Like almost all. He's not that small. But yeah, in the shoe. Like, he's a curious little dude. I'm surprised he hasn't opened people's gifts yet.
Right. And that's fighting with the laces, I'm sure, and all the rest of it.
And lost.
Yeah.
But anyway.
He still has his claws, I hope, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Good.
He does.
Okay.
I took a moment there. That was a great question. I've never been asked before.
Really wasn't. And, you know, by you saying that, it's just undermining your own plaudits.
Yep. Well, whatever. Y'all are just bitter pills, and I'm taking it to bed with me. So, Grandy, thank you for playing that because it gave me a warm fuzzy, and I'm happy. Now I'm happy. I'm happy for the rest of the night.
Good.
I'm going to go home and drink.
Yeah, I'm happy for you.
I don't have to be anywhere tomorrow.
I'm happy that I got the Fremont Bank vice president into the show, TDP.
I was like, why is Ty Davis Price?
Todd Del Porto.
Oh, exactly. Why is he in the show? But now I get it.
Yeah, well, they played football together at Santa Clara. And so when I golfed with TDP over the weekend, it was the day after the induction ceremony.
There you go.
We were chopping up about Brent then, too.
No relation to TJD. Who plays for the...
That's a great pivot right there.
Golden State Warriors, who have won 2 in a row. And have you noticed, the Warriors can't even figure out winning this year. They can't even figure out winning. They win. They win by 23, and everybody's still pissed off.
Not everybody.
Well, the post-game press conference, Steph Curry did not sound happy that all the questions weren't about how awesome they all are now. And I get it. I totally understand it. You know, Steph tried to relay. He's like, I don't know if you all know what it's like in the locker room right now, but we got a great playlist going. We are bumping. We're having fun. We have won 2 games in a row. We won this one going away. This is happy times. But of course, all anybody wanted to ask was about Draymond Green, which is quite frank. And Steph said, he goes, I get it. I get it. But yeah, that's the deal. The Golden State Warriors have sort of, I think they've fallen over the ledge. You know how they've always kind of been riding the fence of great team, big soap opera. Big soap opera, great team. This year they are much more soap opera than team. I mean, we've got Jonathan Kuminga v. Steve Kerr.
Jonathan Kuminga v. DNP.
Right. We've got fan base v. pods.
Yep.
Draymond versus the world. Let's be real. He's just yelling at anybody who will listen and anybody who won't right now. And I'm probably forgetting some other stuff.
Well, like Kuminga in the offseason, certainly. And
well, it's Kuminga.
I mean, the Kuminga portion of the soap opera is multi-layered. You know, it's the offseason. And then it's, oh boy, he's back. Don't trade him. JK Day is coming. Then he's not playing. Then he gets a 9-minute bone thrown his way, and then he doesn't play again.
Which I did not like. By the way, I said there was a different Warrior that I wanted to talk about last night. I don't like the way this went down this week from Steve Kerr. I was really hoping that we would get a chance to talk to him today, but we'll ask him next week. If you're going to come out and say, Jonathan's had a great week in practice, I really want to reward him, we are going to move him back into the rotation. To me, that means two things. A, when you play him, it needs to be more than 9.5 minutes. And B, it needs to be more than one game. Like that felt very surface level and dismissive to me, almost as if somebody told him that he needed to play Jonathan. So off he went, and here, Jonathan, here's 9 minutes and 32 seconds of a basketball game. Jonathan makes one shot. It's like, okay, check that off of our list. Now he comes sit back here next to me. Then he's sick the next game. Now he's back from being sick, and he gets another coach's decision DNP last night?
Yep.
And that's with no Draymond at all, for the majority of the second half? And I know they found something and they were gigging and all of that. So that's great. Like, here's where I stand on this. I'm not saying he's got to play Jonathan Kuminga or anyone for that matter. But if you're going to, do it. And don't make a public statement that you're going to do it and then not really do it.
Well, they did it. I mean, that's 9.5 minutes. He gave him a look.
9.5 minutes for one game?
Yeah, maybe he didn't like what he saw from Jonathan Kuminga.
Look, maybe. But that I'd like to hear his answer. And maybe there is a good explanation.
It's a little bit of a broken record because he's been saying the same things over and over and over. But
then he said something different before that game.
Right.
He said, I'm going to reward him. I'm going to move him into the rotation. And I would argue he didn't really. And I would just love to learn why. And again, I don't know what conversations have happened behind the scenes, but if I were Jonathan, this would have ticked me off. Probably more than not playing. To tell everybody I'm going to play and then kind of still not play.
I think that I'd be equally, if not more, ticked off if I were Buddy Hield. So Buddy gets a DNP, ending his long games played streak. And then last night, Buddy's not going to play. And now it's garbage time and you pop him in there for 3 minutes and 16 seconds.
What's wrong with that?
It's a little embarrassing to go from you play every game all the time. You're buttered. You and Jimmy have this buddy comedy. You got bobbleheads that the team produced for you and your buddy. And you're struggling. You're slumping. You're having a bad year. Now you get DNP. Bye-bye games played streak. I don't know how important that is to him, but it's kind of a cool thing. And then, okay, now you get to play 3 minutes in mop-up time. Normally you don't bring out a vet like that to mop up a game. You could have gone to, with Pat and Will and the Stay Ready crew, the Stay Ready Fresh Kids, but that to me was a little disrespectful.
I guess. To me, that's only disrespectful if Buddy sees it that way. Because Buddy loves shooting so much that maybe he was like, yeah, get me in there. I want to fire one up. And he did, and it went in.
He got three rebounds, too.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that helps. Maybe that helps him be a part of the Stay Ready crew. Maybe that in some way it's like stay in your rhythm. We don't know when we're going to need you. Again,
I guess. Yeah.
To me, it's disrespectful if Buddy was like, "Don't put me. I'm 33 years old. I'm part of the Stay Ready crew, not the mop up crew." So, but I doubt that. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy to me. I don't know Buddy Hield. We only know what we see. He doesn't seem like that kind of guy to me.
No, he's probably happy-go-lucky most of the time.
Put me in for as many minutes as you can.
I get it, but, 3 minutes, I saw that and I was like, wow, this is surprising to me because normally, when you're going to mop it up, you go with the young guys or the guys who really never play, not a guy who recently has been kind of pulled from the rotation.
And then the Draymond thing for me, and by the way, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.